Hi, and welcome to episode 131 of the RP Minute. I'm your host, Rebecca McCabe. Workday kicked off the week by announcing the availability of Workday Adaptive Planning and Consolidation, a new solution that brings together the agile planning of Workday Adaptive Planning and the comprehensive close and consolidation capabilities of Workday Financial Management. With this new solution, customers can expect a shared data model that unites financial reporting and company-wide financial planning, automation of critical group close and consolidation tasks with built-in financial controls, and the ability to generate predictive forecasts and surface anomalies with embedded AI. With this new solution, Workday further solidifies its mid-market goals, delivering a comprehensive solution meant to provide a starting point for organizations looking to begin a transformative journey within their businesses. In other news, ECI announced a new strategic alliance with Pros Elite Group, an operations, sales, and analytics provider, to empower office technology and small and mid-sized businesses, SMBs, with greater analytical capabilities. SMBs using eAutomate, ECI's all-in-one managed print service software, can now leverage Pivot, an integrated business analytics platform from Pros Elite, to evaluate large sets of data and generate actionable steps that enable them to identify potential avenues for maximizing growth and profitability. In an era where the role of data is becoming even more prominent, software vendors must provide solutions that enable customers to not only evaluate their data, but harness those insights to improve their businesses. ECI is following this trend with the Pros Elite Alliance, delivering a pre-built solution that ultimately speeds up time to value. Then, Unit 4 announced the launch of Smart Automation Services to enable its customers to leverage artificial intelligence and context awareness capabilities to improve efficiency and productivity. Smart Automation Services integrates App Studio with extension kit flows and apps alongside Industry Mesh to help streamline the development of user interfaces, UI, and empower ERP users. This offering will simplify the process of product customization and optimization for customers, enabling them to automate tasks and develop UI with minimal ERP expertise. Finally, Acumatica announced the general availability of Acumatica 2024 R1, the first of its semi-annual product releases, as previewed at the Acumatica Summit 2024. This includes major releases across their construction, retail and commerce, manufacturing, and distribution editions, alongside financial, CRM, platform, and developer highlights. For a deeper dive into these releases, check out our review of Acumatica Summit 2024 by following the link in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in to the ERP Minute. We're always looking for newsworthy material to share with our listeners, so send us breaking ERP news. Be sure to subscribe to our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube channels so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week.